This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
As it is an F off Friday, as we close in on Browns training camp, optimism abound. We had callers this week saying 7 wins, saying 10 wins for the Cleveland Browns. To get to another optimistic way to look at the Cleveland Browns, including their offseason grade, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome on ESPN NFL analyst Seth Walter to the show. Seth, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I got to know, you seeing Superman this weekend? Because everyone in my life has already seen it or will see it.
No, I think I'm going to try and see the F1 movie. I haven't seen it yet. No spoilers, all right? But I want to see it.
All right, so this is a spoiler. It's about F1 racing.
Okay, I can deal with that.
All right. Why do you think the Browns earned a B-plus grade for their offseason?
Well, you know, look, what I try to do with these grades is evaluate the team's decision-making. And obviously the Browns are in a tough spot. There's no question about that. But then, okay, given where they are, what decisions did they make to improve their team? The biggest move that they made was trading down the draft from number 2 to number 5. They got a haul in that spot, as you would expect, because you're getting Travis Hunter. The Jags are getting Travis Hunter, a potential two-way player. But they got basically a quarterback price to move down. That's a big boon to their value. I would have liked to have seen them keep moving down farther, but I don't know that they had that option. That is a huge move. But what I also liked was they took multiple swings at quarterback in the draft, right? They weren't there. It's like you take Sanders and Gabriel. I know that almost certainly was not the plan going into the draft, but you want to just take these swings because they're all low probability, high upside plays. I think getting both of those guys is good because you have two other veterans with very little upside in Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. Those were moves that I liked. I think there were some smaller ones that I was a fan of. Tevin Jenkins signing, I liked a lot. But I wasn't a perfect offseason for me. Like, if I'm the Browns, I'm trying to position myself for the future. The big move, and I know this might be controversial, that they made that I think went really counter to that thesis was re-signing Myles Garrett. Signing to an extension. They gave Garrett a big extension. He's obviously an incredible player, Hall of Fame player, an all-timer. But this was your opportunity to trade him. He asked for a trade, and you could have gotten a huge package of assets that could have been valuable to you in the future. As opposed to paying Garrett right now, you're sort of winding down his value at a time when you are yourself are not a contender. And so I know that might be a contrarian take, but I do think that was a missed opportunity for the Browns.
Well, you took my second question there too. You, no, sir, are a pro.
No, that's a bad job by me, right? I should have kept the back and forth going. I kind of blew it.
No, I love the efficiency. That's what you always preach with the NFL, and that's what you preach with this interview. So you mentioned the quarterbacks here. I started the show just by saying, like, I'm okay in the offseason, then ramp up to the camp of treating Shedeur Sanders like a fifth rounder. But I think you got to leave the door open to also understand he's a second round talent, which is what I thought he was. Does it behoove the Browns to treat Shedeur like a fifth rounder all season long?
No, I'm with you. I think it doesn't. And I guess what I would say, and I would say this about Sanders, and I would say this about Gabriel as well, which is that the priority for the 2025 Browns is not wins. It's finding and developing a quarterback. And this, again, I think it's a low probability that either one of these guys is the Browns' quarterback of the future. But there's a chance it is, and it's higher than the chance that Joe Flacco is their quarterback for the future. So you might as well spend a lot of this season trying to figure out about to make a huge investment somewhere at quarterback in 2026. So you want to see what you've got. So no, I think you want to probably get guys compete. I wouldn't rule out Gabriel, right? I think if he outperforms Sanders, then he's your first guy, and you want to be able to have a quick hook on whichever veteran you end up starting the season with.
Seth Walder, ESPN NFL analyst on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So when it comes to kind of the expectations for the Browns, I have kind of been in the minority. I think this should be a 3 or 4 win team, although I can understand where people see some upside here. What do you see as the most likely outcome for this team this season?
I'm not that far from you, probably maybe 5 or maybe 6 wins. I think that's the most. Let's say 5 maybe is the most likely, is what, maybe if you made me pick a number, I think that's what I would go with. I mean, there's some positives on this team. They obviously have some good players, but this is a rebuild. I mean, there's no way to get around that. There's no way to get around the weakness of quarterback. There's no way to get around the fact that there are weak spots now that they didn't have before. And I think 5 wins. That's what I would say.
So, you know, part of the trade down here, what I liked about it wasn't just because you and I are pretty simpatico. It was the right move. And, you know, Travis Hunter can be very good. If this helps lead you to a quarterback in the future, that it will always be the right move. I also just loved Mason Graham at Michigan, having watched him work the Browns, Ohio State over the last couple of years. But when it comes to expectation for rookie defensive tackles, I just never know where to land on this. Should we have defensive rookie of the year type expectations for Mason?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You could. It's not like, you know, I think I wouldn't put the same filter on a rookie defensive tackle the way that I might with offensive linemen. Offensive linemen, we know, underperform as rookies, even highly drafted ones. They take more time to develop. So, yeah, I mean, could you see a defensive rookie of the year for him? Yeah, I think it'd be an upset, but uh, it, anyone drafted at number five overall. It's in the cards. I think you're more likely to get someone who's going to generate more sacks, probably, but you never know. Certainly defensive tackles can win that award. So I think that's possible.
All right, Seth, moving to Jerry Jeudy. He was actually coming off his best season statistically of his career, and he had Deshaun Watson, Jameis Winston, and DTR throwing him passes. And the NFL's top 100 list came out, and he ranks somewhere in the 80s there. So that's more of a pop. That's a Q score from players and execs and whatnot. Do you think that Jerry Jeudy is a true top 100 player?
Well, I feel well positioned to answer this question because we are putting together our own top 100 list, and it involves putting together a ballot individually ourselves. So I just turned in my ballot, I think just 2 days ago, of my top 100 players. Jerry Jeudy was not on the list. I've been a longtime Jerry Jeudy defender for years. I think this time last year, I would have been talking him up. He's one thing about Jeudy. He's always scored well in a metric we have called open score. So it's a receiver's ability to get open, generate openness, whether or not they're targeted. And so that's a player tracking based metric. And that's obviously a skill of his. And I think it indicated to me like he was maybe a little bit better than his production numbers had indicated. And I think last year was somewhat of a validation of that, given that he did have the production despite the lack of quarterback play. Does that make him a top 100 player? I would not put him there yet. I wouldn't put him there. There's just too many other good receivers, and I am impressed by him, but it's hard for me to say he cracks quite that list after just like one really nice year.
All right, Seth, we have you under talking about the Browns, but obviously a loaded division, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Aaron Rodgers now, his crazy ass. Give me your outlook on the other AFC North teams.
Yeah, sure. So I think, to me, Baltimore is a full tier ahead of Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati didn't make the playoffs a year ago. I think it's very reasonable to expect a lot of bounce back because all of their success was on offense. And so just from studying the NFL, that you just have defensive regression from year to year. And regression can work two ways. If you have a weak defense, we just are not that confident that they're going to be weak again. And that's the situation with the Bengals. That being said, I do look at these teams and I see a pretty wide gap. Baltimore's roster is just loaded. I mean, it's just really hard to get over the fact that they have so many good players to support, starting with not just Lamar Jackson, but you've got great left tackle and Ronnie Stanley, a really good receiver, and Zay Flowers. Obviously, the entire offensive line is pretty good and definitely helps support Derrick Henry in the offense. And then the defense, I mean, we're talking about like Marlon Humphrey and Nate Wiggins, I think, was maybe a little underrated last year. Maybe probably the best safety in the league, and Kyle Hamilton. They have guys like Nnamdi Madubuike. So to me, that roster is completely stacked. They're the best team in the division. I'm somewhat skeptical of Cincinnati, despite what I just said. I just think things broke really right for them. Joe Burrow played the best ball of his career last year, and I worry that they're going to need it to all break right. All super reliant on those three guys: Burrow, Chase, and Higgins. They don't have a great offensive line, so it just has to work with all three of those players. And then, despite what I said a minute ago, I do feel like their defense remains an issue, and that's no question a worse issue if they don't have Trey Hendrickson. Pittsburgh is, look, I think Aaron Rodgers, it's been four years now, really, since he's played good ball. He didn't play well his last season in Green Bay. Then he had the injury. Then he played terribly for the Jets after that. So it's been 4 years since Rodgers played well. I think the expectations should not be that high for Pittsburgh, but you can imagine a world where it all breaks right for them. They have maybe the best pass rush in the league. They have a really old defense, but if you could get a vintage season out of Darius Slay and Jalen Ramsey, and maybe Joey Porter Jr. gets the penalties under control, if you just sort of squint at it and you say, wow, okay, great defense, maybe they run the ball well and Rodgers is just okay enough, that they can squeak by and be effective, I can imagine that working. But I think that, like, our median expectation for Pittsburgh should be probably missing the playoffs.
Seth, great stuff, man. Appreciate you. Enjoy F1. I'm going to need that film review out on Twitter after the movie, okay?
You got it.
All right, buddy, thanks so much. Seth Walder there, ESPN NFL analyst in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Great stuff with him. We got to react to what he had to say about Jerry Jeudy, because Spencer German's been sitting here getting ready to join the show in about 5 minutes, and he was just shaking his head. He was enraged, which is funny because Seth is like very mild mannered and Spencer's very mild mannered. So I like when mild mannered people really piss each other off. But we got Spencer German joining the show and the toughest Browns player to grade in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.